आप सुन रहे हैं ईबीसी रेडियो WWTR 1170 AM Bridgewater, आपकी चॉइस।
Good afternoon, friends. You're listening to EBC Radio 1170 AM, Aapki Choice. And I am your host, Alka. And this is a show called Cancer Education Series. And we would like to thank Robert Wood Johnson, Barnabas Health, and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey for supporting this series. So today, our topic is radiation therapy treatment for cancer. And to talk on that, we have Dr. Rajesh Iyer, who's going to be talking on radiation therapy. So let me tell you a little bit about who is Rajesh Iyer. So Dr. Rajesh Iyer, a board-certified radiation oncologist, is chair of the Department of Radiation Oncology at Community Medical Center at Robert Wood Johnson Barnabas Health Facility. He also chairs Community Medical Center's Cancer Committee. In that role, he helps guide its cancer program at Community, which recently received accreditation with commendation from the American College of Surgeons. Dr. Iyer has published numerous peer-reviewed articles and presents at national conferences, including the American Society for Therapeutic Radiology and Oncology. Dr. Iyer graduated from Brown University with a Bachelor of Science in Electrical Engineering and received his medical degree from Temple University Medical School in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. After completing an internship year in internal medicine at Abington Memorial Hospital in Philadelphia, Dr. Iyer performed his residency at Fox Chase Cancer Center in Philadelphia. With that, Dr. Rajesh Iyer, a very warm welcome on EBC Radio. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for the opportunity to speak with you today.
Well, it's our honor to have you all. You do such a great work for the community and treating patients and, doing all the good stuff what, we all pray for. When you don't have problems, it's all good. But the moment you get problem, doctors are the God for the patients, you know. So we are very, very honored to have you on EBC and educating our listeners.
Thank you very much again.
Yes. So, Doctor, as our topic is radiation therapy treatment for cancer, so can you tell our listeners what is a radiation therapy?
Sure. Radiation therapy is usually high-energy X-rays that we focus on tumors or in cancers in the body to shrink and kill them.
Okay. So, such a short answer. So, now, is radiation therapy always part of a patient's cancer treatment?
It often is. If we look nationally, people use radiation treatments for their cancers in about 50 to 60% of all cancers. So it's not used in everybody's cancer treatment, but it's used in many people's cancers treatment. Sometimes we use it as the main part of the treatment to get rid of the cancer, and sometimes we often use it in combination with other treatments to reduce the chance of the cancer coming back. So, for example, some people might have surgery first and then get radiation treatments after the surgery to reduce the chance of the cancer coming back.
Okay. So now can you discuss particularly technologies such as CyberKnife? I'm hearing that first time, CyberKnife.
Sure. So the CyberKnife is a very special kind of radiation treatment machine that we have here at Community Medical Center. It's basically a robot that gives very focused, precise radiation treatments to small tumors in the body. So, for example, it can be used in everything from a brain tumor to a spine tumor, and nowadays we also use it for lung tumors and prostate tumors. So it can be used in many kinds of different cancers, but we use it whenever someone has a very small tumor that we want to treat and avoid any excess radiation to the surrounding normal tissues.
Okay, so for the small tumors, you use CyberKnife treatment.
Yes, and one of the advantages is by limiting the amount of radiation that goes to the surrounding organs, we can limit side effects, and it's usually done in anywhere between 1 and 5 treatments, so it's not a very extended treatment course. It's usually kind of a short treatment course for most patients.
All right. So now, what are some of the latest advancements in radiation therapy, Doctor?
So besides CyberKnife, which is one of the targeted radiation treatments we have also have other ways of precisely giving the radiation treatment to the tumors and trying to avoid how much radiation goes into the surrounding areas. So, for example, there's another treatment that we've rolled out in our area called skin brachytherapy. Basically, most skin cancers that are treated with radiation usually are treated Monday through Friday, 5 days a week, over a number of weeks. The skin brachytherapy is a special applicator that goes directly on top of the skin cancer, and a little radioactive seed is fed into the applicator where it gives off radiation through the metal disc over a short period of time and then is removed. So nothing is left behind on the patient, and that treatment is usually done anywhere from 7 to 10 times twice a week. So it's a lot fewer visits, and it still has a very high cure rate for early skin cancers.
Excellent. Friends, we are talking to Dr. Rajesh Iyer, and the topic of today's cancer education series is a radiation therapy treatment for cancer. And we want to thank Robert Wood Johnson, Barnabas Health, and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey for sponsoring this segment. So, Doctor, tell me, how clinical trial collaboration between Rutgers Cancer Institute and Robert Wood Johnson, Barnabas Health provides access to these advanced treatments throughout the region?
So we're fortunate to be a member of the RWJ Barnabas Cancer Health System and partners with Rutgers Cancer Institute. So that offers us several advantages for the patients in our local community. First of all, we have access to the clinical trials that are available through them, and so patients can access some very new treatments that aren't normally available as part of normal treatment, but they can get those new treatments in our local community. So they don't have to travel to a faraway location to have these new treatments. They can enter the trials and have their treatment delivered locally at our community medical center. The other benefit is by partnering with a large cancer institute like CINJ and Rutgers Cancer Institute, we are available. We continuously have quality assurance that the treatments we're giving meet their standards of care, and we're continually kept update on the latest ways of treating cancer.
Fantastic. So it's like right in your backyard, and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey is the place where all sorts of cancer treatments are done, and they are in collaboration with Robert Wood Johnson Barnabas Health. So it's a huge facility. I know they do everything in one place, so the patient doesn't have to go into different places to get several different treatments done. It can be all done in one place, right?
That's absolutely right, and we coordinate among all the different physicians and different specialties in the system. So the patient who comes to see us can have multiple opinions done, and all the records are easily shared among all the physicians. Mm-hmm. So it really makes it easier for the patient as they're going through these treatments to have their treatment delivered as easily as possible in their local community so they can stay home with their family and friends.
Fantastic. Friends, if you all are in need of any kind of these treatments, you can always reach for more information about radiation therapy at Robert Wood Johnson Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute. Visit rwjbh.org/beatcancer. Again, rwjbh.org/beatcancer. So, Doctor, thank you so much for coming on Waves of EBC Radio. Again, this is Dr. Rajesh Iyer, and we were talking today on radiation therapy treatment for cancer. And so, Doctor, you have any last words to tell our listeners?
I just wanted to thank you for the opportunity to speak with everybody. I think one of the great things about having this partnership in our local community is being able to deliver the latest cancer treatments and access to clinical trials to our local population, and they don't have to travel far to get that kind of care.
Excellent. And I think our community should participate into all this research programs and clinical trials and all that, happens. And now and then we do hear this kind of, they're looking for people to come forward and be part of those research programs, right?
So our Absolutely. And that's how we learn and develop. I mean, cancer care has evolved a huge amount over the last 20 or 30 years, and it's going to continue to do so. And we do that with the advantage of clinical trials showing us which treatments work best.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Doctor, and have a great weekend, and enjoy your weekend and relax.
Thank you so much. Take care now. You too.
Bye-bye.
Yep, bye-bye.